Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we will be looking at heart racing and panic attacks. Nyasha was a 42-year-old woman working as an accountant at a large finance office in one of Africa's major cities. One morning, Nyasha was thinking about her work as she started her bus ride to work. She was taking her usual route when she felt a sudden surge of fear. It seemed to come out of nowhere. Her heart raced and seemed as if it would pound right out of her chest. She couldn't get a deep breath and felt like she was smothering. She broke out in a sweat. The bus, usually so familiar, felt very hot and very small. She noticed that her hands were trembling and she gripped the seat in front of her ever more tightly. She knew that she must get off the bus immediately. Even though her lips made no audible sound, her mind screamed the words, "I must get off the bus now." As Nyasha got to the side of the road, her mind was racing with a million questions. She couldn't think clearly. She just kept repeating the question, "What's happening to me?" Her jumbled fears evolved into the conclusion that she was either going crazy or that she was having a heart attack. Could she really be dying now, this way? As Nyasha sat down on the side of the road, her heart gradually began to slow down and the pounding softened. Still afraid and baffled as to what had just happened to her, she got back on another bus. When Nyasha walked into the office, she struggled with everything that was in her to look normal. She just knew that everyone would be able to see the terror in her eyes. But no one seemed to notice, or at least, no one said anything to her. For the rest of the day, Nyasha performed her job duties at about 50%. No matter what she was doing, part of her mind was filled with questions about the spell she had on her way to work. She didn't tell anyone about the episode in the bus. She just knew that they would think she was crazy. They would have a gossip-filled day. All during the day, she relived the morning ordeal and trembled inside at the thought of it. She was terrified at the thought of having another spell like that one she had that morning. Several questions repeated in Nyasha's mind the rest of the day and into the evening. What if this happens again? What if it doesn't stop next time? What am I going to do? What is going to happen to me? She was able to get her mind on work tasks or conversations for brief periods of time, but her thoughts always returned to the events of the morning. Nyasha got the courage to talk to a girlfriend in the office. This was a friend she admired as she accomplished a lot at work, but with a good attitude. She shared what happened, and her friend suggested that they eat supper together and talk. They did, and her friend listened to the whole story. Then Nyasha's friend suggested that some of her issues may be related to stress at work. However, her friend also suggested that first she sees a doctor she knew at the local hospital. This sounded like a good idea to Nyasha. Nyasha and her friend saw the doctor the next day. The doctor talked with and examined Nyasha and finally drew some blood tests. On the way home, Nyasha's friend suggested they have lunch together. During that time, her friend started to share with her about a friend she said could help her with a lot of her problems. Nyasha was interested in anyone who could help her. That friend was named Jesus Christ. Jesus, she said, was the Lord and God of the universe who came to the world to save us and give us eternal life. Nyasha's friend told her that 5 years ago, she came to faith in Jesus Christ. And since that time, Jesus has helped her in many areas of her life. The most important thing was that now she had peace with God, and that peace and joy went through every aspect of her life. She had meaning and purpose in life. Her job was not just a job, but a place to minister and serve in the name of Jesus. Nyasha had never heard of anything like this. She saw her work as a way to get money and get ahead at any cost. Much like many of her colleagues thought about work, Nyasha's friend also told her that since she had that attitude towards work, which she learned from reading the Bible, she believed that work was less stressful. Nyasha was very interested in this person, Jesus, if he could help her with her work situation. She asked her friend how she could get to know this person, Jesus. Her friend told her that through reading the Bible, we come to know the person of Jesus Christ. Then we must come to see that sin has separated us from God. Nyasha did not exactly see herself in this way. She knew she had some problems and at times made people upset, but she did not think she was that bad of a person. Nyasha's friend showed her the following place in the Bible, which read, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the Spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath." Ephesians 2:1-3. Several days later, they saw the doctor again, and he told her that her exam and blood work was normal. He also reassured her that her heart was normal, as her exam and EKG were normal as well. Nyasha was reassured of this. The doctor told her that medicines would not help that much. The doctor told her to focus on reducing stress at work and gave her some breathing exercises to do while at work or when these panic attacks occur. These breathing exercises consisted of deep breathing slowly when the first symptoms started. Nyasha left the doctor's office feeling a little better, but not totally. The next morning, Nyasha's first thought was on the spell. As she got ready for work, her fears intensified. What if it happens again while I am going to work? What if it is a heart attack and kills me this time? What if I am really going crazy and end up in the back ward of some mental hospital? As the thoughts ran through her mind, her anxiety level intensified. While driving, she noticed that her heart was beating faster and harder. An alarm rang in her brain. Oh no, it's happening again. And it did. She tried the breathing exercises, but they only helped a little. In some ways, this attack did not seem quite as severe as the first, but it was awful enough. While it seemed that her heart was not beating quite as loudly as yesterday, she noticed an additional symptom. This time, she felt lightheaded and noticed that there was a feeling of unreality. This feeling was really strange. She felt as though she was separated from everything around her. It was like watching herself go through the motions of riding the bus, but that it was not really her doing it. The feeling made her even more fearful that she was losing control of her mind. As in the first attack, the spell also ended after a few minutes, but it seemed like hours. With trembling hands, she got onto the bus and went to work. Nyasha knew that something was terribly wrong with her, but didn't know what. Upon arriving at work, Nyasha told her friend what happened. Her friend took her aside, and in a corner of the office, away from other people, her friend prayed for her. She prayed that God, through Jesus Christ, would provide comfort for her. Nyasha thought this was strange to do, but almost immediately, Nyasha felt a little better. She asked her friend what it was, and she said it was the peace of God coming to her. Nyasha was amazed. Her friend told her to calm down and all would be fine. Then at lunch, they both talked about what happened. Nyasha asked her again, what happened when she prayed for her that morning? Nyasha's friend opened the Bible and turned to a place which read, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Nyasha was amazed, as this was just what seemed to happen to her this morning. If God can do that through this Jesus, she wanted to know him. She asked her friend to tell her right then how to know Jesus Christ. Her friend took her back to a place in the Bible which read, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2, 4. Nyasha asked how she could receive this Jesus Christ as her Savior. Her friend told her that there was nothing to do, just believe. If anyone could purchase this gift, then God could be manipulated. Her friend examined that we must confess that Jesus is Lord of our life because he died for our sins and that God has raised him from the dead to show his victory over death. Her friend asked her to pray with her the following prayer. Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Take control of the throne of my life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Amen. After Nyasha prayed this prayer, she had a peace and joy in her life she had never had before.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org. Or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.